But I'd been reaching over to close the fuel tank because I've been stealing petrol for the lawnmower from that bike.
So it was your fault. Hello and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. This is now the ninth one, isn't it, Rory?
It is the ninth one, yeah.
Wow, we're nearly in double figures.
Oh God. I know. And we've kept to our weekly target so far.
Yeah, we've done quite well.
We've done well.
And we've also kept to our weekly target of being the number one UK automotive podcast. Oh. I say it every week because it pisses everyone else off.
But it's because it's true. It is
actually true. Yeah. Except for episodes. If you drill down into episodes, then maybe not, but like...
Who drills down into episodes?
No comment. Anyway, this week we are joined by two very special guests. We've got two best friends. We've got Christopher Hill from school.
Hello.
And also from Auto Alex Merch.
Yes.
We do the merch together.
Yeah.
When I say busy. We do the merch together, I mean that you do the merch and I don't really do anything. I'm just in the background. Just being pretty.
Arts direction.
Yes. Yeah. And we've also got... Gareth is back.
Good morning.
You don't need to wave at the camera because no one's.
Well, people do watch it.
But not this bit because this isn't in the YouTube bit. Okay, I literally just explained this.
Well,
30 seconds
I was
ago.
Not listening because I was drinking tea.
You were drinking tea. Gareth is back on a podcast. When's the last time you were on a podcast? It was a Car Throttle podcast.
Yeah, it was Car Throttle podcast. Oh. Was that during or after lockdown? I know we were social distancing.
It was during.
Because you remember we went to the gym, that really cold gym, and we were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So what was that, 2 years ago since I was on the last podcast? Yeah. Well, I mean, they've only just been revived properly by yourself.
What, podcasts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant gyms.
No.
They've never gone out of fashion. They have for us, though. They have for us.
Yeah, you are getting a bit fat, actually.
No, don't you dare.
Don't be so sizes, Rory.
You bought a whole pack of, what are they, the little... sausage rolls.
I haven't eaten them. And I got them for the group.
They're
group sausage rolls.
Ellie, your missus.
Don't.
Oh,
you dare.
Sorry. This is quite a funny story. So Rory said yesterday, I'm getting fat. I need to go on a diet. And then you had quite a hefty lunch yesterday.
I did, yeah.
And then you went home. And
no, it wasn't a hefty lunch. It wasn't normal. It was a wrap.
And then Ellie, your lovely girlfriend, who's far too hot for you, by the way.
Thank you.
She made you, what was it? Ham, eggs and chips. And then you said no to dinner and you had a row.
I didn't. I wanted to try and keep my healthiness up for the day.
Yeah, but that's not how you lose weight, by doing a yo-yo diet.
What did he say to me earlier, Rory? He said,
I am the fattest I've ever been. You know what it is? It's Taylor. He's a bad influence. I'm going to say it now. There we go. Thanks, Blake.
Do you follow James Smith?
Yeah. Rory? James Smith, PT.
I think you should, because he'll talk some inspiration into your fat ass.
So get
subscribing on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You do look like a hamster.
I do have a very chubby face.
Anyway, let's stop fat shaming Rory. Before we go into what we've been up to, a few more introductions. Question of the week from one of you guys and the topics... I asked you last week to let us know where you're listening to and what you're doing and all of that kind of stuff. So I need to say a massive hello to Norfolk Cycle Workshop, van driver Evo 9 Carl, trucker Bally BT listening in Iceland.
What?
Not the shop. In actual Iceland.
I mean, they have trucks in Iceland?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen some of the like pickups they have in Iceland?
I have seen the 4x4s in Iceland. Totally.
And as well as...
Yeah.
Diesel engine. You don't need a key off. You just let it run in Iceland and you juice up your car. Actually, I think they do it with petrol as well.
We do that here.
Keeps the heat in. Your car might get stolen, but that's not the point.
But we do that here.
No.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but our cars are so shit.
In Iceland. Yeah. So they're in some of the northern parts of Iceland.
Yeah.
They don't turn their cars off overnight.
Really?
Yeah, some of the big diesels, they let them run.
Oh, wow.
Because otherwise their cars will freeze up.
Why don't they just put a heater in the sump and plug them in?
Why don't they just move country?
Why didn't you tell them, Gareth?
There's like a whole cold climate option on most cars. You just plug it in.
That sounds like a lot.
It sounds like we're going to be talking about boring EVs again.
Are we talking good engineering? That's what we're talking about.
Well, you don't get that in Iceland. You only get frozen chips.
They did tick the box.
Frozen chip
and
aisle.
Apparently a very good football team as well.
Really?
Well, yeah, Iceland made it quite far.
I don't follow. I don't watch. You're boring me now, Rory. If you're talking about pickled fish, then obviously.
He's all about it. Can I finish with the hellos to everyone?
Yeah, go on.
Because we've been talking a lot about, what's his name, Bally BT. We've also got another trucker, mother trucker, drive with IG in Ireland. Hello there. We've got Carl RS172 listening in his garage. We've got FR33AR in the workshop. We've got Viking Detail polishing cars. Viking Detail, friend of ours.
He did all the polishing on Alfred.
He owns a lot of Espace.
Yeah. Oh, he loves his Espaces. He loves those. Who else? Lewis Freeman transporting cars. He's also a friend of ours.
He actually transported all of the barn finds for us.
So nice. Hello to you. Andrew Keegan driving in Ireland. That's also a friend of ours.
Have you just literally put all of our friends on here?
Yeah. So basically, like, everyone listening hasn't actually sent enough pictures in on Instagram and stuff. So flood Rory's Instagram DMs with pictures of where you're listening. Anyway, I'm going to carry on. We've got Dom Temp 95 in the gym. We've got Mongoose 1992 walking his dogs. Cars and custard driving around. We've got DJJWR creating amazing Auto Alex merch art. Yeah. Big up to you, Dan. We like you. We've got Lou and He's Panda fixing small Land Rovers. We've got Tom Hedge replacing carrier bearings on a Freelander prop shaft. Matt J, MX5, delivering car parts in Derbyshire. We've got Christian Visagi sitting in his Hilux in Cape Town. Hi.
Hi. Hey, you guys. Hi. Don't you touch that, eh?
And many, many more. So hello to all of you. Thank you very much for sending in your screenshots of where, or pictures where you're listening. Flood Instagram, flood Twitter. Stop flooding. There's been so many floods.
Yeah.
Stop flooding the UK. Just flood socials. Rory, why do you look so concerned?
I was confused at where you were going there, but well done.
Flood waters.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well done. Rain.
Yep. Yeah.
In the ground.
Yeah, no, I got it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's now move on from the hellos to what we've all been up to recently, or just in life. Because let's start with right to left. Gareth, a lot has changed in your life since the last podcast.
Yeah, this might take a few podcasts to go.
Have you sold that BMW yet?
So that's not Rory. Rory, where were you? You were filming.
That is funny.
You were supposed to be listening. So all electric has gone. So that's one big thing that's happened in my life.
What do you mean, where it's gone? What's it gone? What?
My all electric car.
Oh, his iPad.
I hated that car so much.
I know you did. I liked it.
It was so shit and so boring.
But the charging network.
I cannot comment on that because last time I commented, I got hooked into HR. So you got to hold your mouth. Let's move swiftly on from JLR products.
But anyway, JLR products are great. The charging network, though. You can comment on the charging network.
I can comment on the charging network.
Why don't JLR invest more in the charging network?
Because it's not up
Tesla.
To them.
We're not Tesla.
Is there like a zone, Gareth, that you were scared of?
The north.
All right.
Yeah, the north's really bad for charging. So I just don't go there. Except now. Now I've got petrol.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, that's one thing. Child got born. That's second important thing.
Second.
Okay.
So car first, child second.
It's children.
Get rid of electric car. Buy more motorbikes. Oh, child. Yeah, third.
Yeah, third. Okay. Third on the list.
Speaking of motorbikes.
What about
Gareth? We had a story on the podcast about your motorbikes.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So a couple of podcasts ago, I mentioned the fact that Gareth was in his garage and he was leaning over with his fat ass that happened to catch the exhaust pipe of your CBR Fireblade.
Okay, so if I backtrack a second. This is what happened.
Okay.
So I was doing a reach round to get Alex's motorbike. So that VFR that was housed in my garage.
It was Alex's fault.
It was your fat ass.
Hold on a second.
Here we go.
So the
other eight motorbikes aren't your fault.
No, exactly. But I'd been reaching over to close the fuel tank because I've been stealing petrol for the lawnmower from that bike.
So it was your fault.
So wait, this VFR that has a massive fuel leak is actually just Gareth just taking all the fuel.
Yeah, there you go.
He said you're fixing it.
I left it open. I lied to you, Chris. I left it open. So I reached over to get it, and because my backside's quite big, I then pushed over the Fireblade, which then rocked over and then fell into the BMW S1000RR that I've only had for one day. day. I don't know how best to describe it. I think possibly, you know, when you lose traction on a car, you're under steering around a corner and you just give up, you just hold your hands, you're like, this is happening. And I just watched them topple like dominoes into each other. And as a grown man, I don't think I've ever wanted to cry as much in My whole life. What about my whole adult life?
The birth of your child.
No, pales in comparison. I wanted to cry for a different reason.
When you dropped the weights on your toe and exploded your whole foot.
That was really painful. Yeah. Never drop a 10 kilogram weight or plate onto your toe.
No.
I want to give that a try.
Yeah, no, you actually need to get to the gym. You should try that. But don't do the whole dropping
thing. I like how that come round to insult me. Yeah,
just do picking up of weights, not dropping them. Okay, Rory?
No, I pick up enough of your slack.
Oh, wow. So, Gareth, the state of the bikes, what state are they in now?
So, the Honda's got holes in the fairing, so I need to buy some second-hand fairing from China. But the S1000RR, so this is a note to anyone whose girlfriend or wife won't let them buy new stuff for their bike.
Yeah.
If you push a bike over and break stuff, it means you technically can get new stuff.
Well, you have to.
But the new stuff can be in carbon fiber.
Because it's safer.
Genius. Yeah. It's lighter, it's safer, and it's shiny.
Yeah.
And plus you need to replace the stuff you've
broken. So are you now happy that you knocked over your bike?
Yeah. The whole tail's in carbon fiber now. So yeah, nice. I'm really happy. It did cost me like £360, but we don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Are you going to be replacing bits on your car with carbon fiber?
No, because it's a management car.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a car that you own anymore.
No, I have a van. So you're correct. Okay. I don't actually have a
car. Maybe the van needs some carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber.
The engine needs to work first.
The van needs a new van. We need a new van.
You need a new van. Yeah. That one is getting a bit tired.
Has the engine broken again?
No, it's just a bit old, and I've got to think about ISO fix.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. You've changed. Anyway, you've had a baby, you've dropped some motorbikes, and you're now no longer a driver of an EV. So I think swings and roundabouts, really? Good and bad.
I mean, every cloud is a silver lining. You can always put more bikes in a garage.
Exactly. Well, you can't because you've actually filled your bike up.
Actually, now that I've sold Dad the Bonneville, there's a bike-sized space for another
motorbike. Fantastic,
so,
which we can catch up on in a future podcast.
Yeah, RSV4 MV Augusta F4. Something with a 4 in it.
Think of the domino situation with that.
It's not going to happen again, Rory.
We're going to have to put some secret cameras up.
Anyway,
Chris, as in Christopher Hill, as in best friend from school. We've known each other since we were 12, so we've known each other for 26 years.
I can't even count.
A quarter of a century.
You've nearly known each other as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
But your Alex heart is health is probably a lot older
brilliant.
Than mine.
Is this going to just be literally just coming around to that I'm fat? Okay, brilliant.
Our friendship will last longer than the rest of Rory.
Exactly. Yeah. He is falling apart. Chris is falling apart constantly.
I do like being ill.
What have you been up to, Chris? I mean, you obviously have a very serious, very important job. But then a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, you said that you would like to head up Auto Alex merchandise because we were so busy, we couldn't even get that started. And you've done a very good job so far, and we're in quite a good place.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been very busy. Very busy, very busy.
I don't know how you do it.
Very important.
You're like head of IT for a massive company, and then also you are then merchandise as well. Not only just selling the merch, he's also packing the merch as well.
Yeah.
And selling it physically as well and online, because we haven't really actually mentioned the fact that we are now live on.
Yes. We have a shop. AutoAlexCarsShop.com.
Yeah.
You should go there. You should click on the things.
Yeah, but Chris, don't tell them too much because you're the one who has to package but send and you
have a
job.
I feel like Santa Claus.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Santa Claus, it's Christmas time. So
I don't think Santa Claus packs. I think you're one of the elves.
Oh, you need elves. Yeah. You need
I'm
elves.
The slave.
So. Why don't we just do stuff? So the next 10 orders, Chris will write a handwritten note saying how much he likes you.
I won't be doing that. I could photocopy one.
Yes.
Like down Lidl.
But anyway, what are we? We're in November now. We've just gone into November. So Christmas is coming up. Go check out the Auto Alex shop. We've got loads of really cool t-shirt designs, stickers, keychains, jet tags, loads of really cool stuff. So if you want to show your support for the channel, then spend money.
So we've got a few different limited edition things coming up.
Yep.
Based on different videos. So you'll be seeing those coming out. I've been just hella busy with it, really.
Yeah.
But I really do love it. Website's looking good. Got all the stuff.
That's better. Now we can hear you.
Thank you. I was a bit far away, wasn't I?
Just gobble it down, Chris.
Thanks, Gareth. You know how I like it. And then also I've been helping with the joiners. So it's been good.
Joiners?
Yeah.
What, joiners? Like
YouTube members.
Yeah. Like, right, is that what they call themselves?
Well, it's joiners on YouTube. They call themselves members, I think.
Yeah, members.
Yeah, it's members. Joiners, members.
So
not,
can I do a shout out?
Yeah.
So Phobus, one of our members, he got married.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
We actually, we did a little meet. Well, like a virtual meet with the members.
Oh, yeah, we did. On, yeah, on Discord.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun. That was good.
It's like a big Q&A. Yeah. That was really good
fun. It was good, wasn't it? Well, so we'll do one of those every month.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, there is a little members join button on the bottom of the videos. It's kind of just to help fund more projects and do stuff like that. And it's
fund your eating habit recently.
And also, I think, so you get access to the Discord server, which is like it's quite a strong community now.
A few hundred people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then also, there is a discount on merch as well. Actually,
10%,
going back
10%
to that.
Off, yeah.
And you also get access to any events that we do, first come, first served with.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a meetup at Caffeine and Machine probably in the next, month?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, hello. You've got your hand up. Well done, Chris. Yes, Christopher Hill.
I had to do a speed awareness course.
What?
What?
Where?
No. Like 2 weeks ago.
Why?
I like how these two both look shocked, like you haven't actually told them.
How? I didn't tell anyone.
Oh. Wait, now you're telling the world.
So what have I done? What did you sense? Do?
I 38 in a 30.
Wait, in what car?
Hasif. BMW 5 Series. Oh. Yeah. It was in near where I live, Barrow.
Barrel.
You know those vans where there's an open hatch in the back?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're terrifying because you know there's someone in there.
Came around the corner. I slow down, Chris.
And I was, I came around the corner and then I saw him. I was like, oh,
did you slam on anchors or was it too late?
The brakes were terrible. So. But the course was actually quite informative and good. I knew all the things, luckily. But it was really interesting. There was one lady who was very like morally angry with us all for speeding.
She was on it.
I know, and everyone, you're all on video call, right? It's very intense.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even need to go in there in person anymore.
No, it's wicked.
Saying that I've attended this.
You don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah. And everyone, you could see their faces slowly sort of get more ragey with the lady.
Because they all hate this woman.
Do you know what this will be? She would have taken points for her husband.
For Taylor.
For Taylor. It's for Taylor.
Oh, so she shouldn't actually be
so
there.
So it won't be her. She probably wasn't actually caught speeding, but maybe her husband or something like that is on 9 points and he can't get any more.
Yeah.
You should have topped her in, Chris. I'm sure that's illegal.
Probably.
But was it, so you did you pass and you don't have points now?
Correct.
Did you have to pay for it or any fine?
Yeah, you have to pay for the course. It was like £80, something Jesus. Like that.
But no fine.
No, fine.
Okay. Would you do it again?
I will never speed again. Something.
Don't lie to us.
So this leads on to what I've actually been up to. I've had a slight vengeance with a speed camera van that has been parked every single day on the A417 in this little, like, it's on an emergency parking spot, but it's so overgrown that basically the only point that you'll see this van is when you're alongside it and he's like, got ya. So anyway, I know where he's been and I can see on Waze that tells you where the speed camera is. So every single day I've had like a sort of, you know, I've been tootling along at a speed and then I'll usually have some people who will then come up behind me and then what I'll do, I'll put my hazards on and then I'll slow the whole traffic down to 70 miles an hour.
Oh my God. How do you, is it one lane or two lanes?
It's two lanes.
How do you slow down two lanes of traffic?
Because no one's going, A417, no one you just go 70 in the left lane.
So you're not like weaving
between
two lanes?
No, I'm not weaving in. I just hold the right lane. Yeah. I put my hazards on and then basically I've been doing this every single day for this week and then when we come up to the van and then go past it, all I just see is loads of people just drive past me just going like, thank you.
Oh,
thank
really?
You. Like doing this. Anyway, I took it one step further today. No, not today. Yesterday.
Did you
it
crash into him?
So I was driving a bit early. And anyway, I'm driving along. And then on the bit that before you get onto the A417, it's single carriageway. Who do I see in front of me? The speed camera van. And he's doing 35 in a 60. And everyone's stacking behind him. And I'm like going, what is going on? Anyway, we get hit to a 30 zone. He's then doing 25. I'm like, this is a piss take. Everyone's like going, oh, I want to get past him. But he's a police camera van. Anyway, we get onto the A417.
And
I'm like, he's going to try and get in that spot up where he usually is.
You didn't do it dirty, did you, Rory?
I did. I accelerated really hard, 270. And then I pulled over into this emergency parking spot and then parked in his spot. And I just saw him just go past and look at me. And then he had to keep on driving. And I was like,
fantastic.
And the thing is, I know that he must have been going there because then I pulled out of there and then basically I waited there for a minute, pulled out, and then I carried on going at a higher rate of speed than he probably was going, and I didn't come across him. So he must have come off at the next junction to try and find somewhere else to go. I was so happy with myself.
Fair play, Rory. That was very good.
Unless he turns around and busts you because you were in an emergency slow down spot.
No, he was having a breakdown.
No, I was having, yeah.
He's definitely breaking down.
When are you not?
So, Alex, what have you been up to?
10-year anniversary. What have I been up to?
We've been really busy with video stuff, actually. Very productive.
We've been very productive. And Taylor's not been around. No, which is strange, yeah.
We managed to do two videos a week for the last...
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That sounds mega stressful.
Oh, it's not stressful. It's just very busy. Very busy indeed. The thing that we did yesterday that was really impressive and that we're really impressed with is, you know, my Audi S4, the one for the Trading Up series, the first one that we kind of forgot about until the barn find thing. Mm-hmm. The headlining of that is completely sagged, and I got quotes of, and these are like friendly YouTube quotes, of £500.
Wow.
Yes.
That's key.
And I've been quoted elsewhere at £700.
Jesus.
So I was like, no, I'm not paying that.
Just
that's
to spray
a piss take.
Contact adhesive on them.
Yeah, pretty much. So
that's bonkers.
But the only thing is, you do have to. It's not just as simple because you do have to strip the old material.
I've been there. It wasn't clips, fun. Yeah. But
it is a faff. It is a faff. Yeah. So I decided didn't want to do that, and I said to Rory, I think we can do this ourselves. And you were quite dubious, weren't you?
I was. I just thought it would go wrong. Yeah. Which, if we didn't have the help of
Josh.
Yeah.
To put stuff back.
Yeah, to put everything back that Alex started raging at, which, believe me, I'm sure you'll see in the video, there is a few moments where Alex was like, I give up, this is impossible, you can't do this. And then Josh literally comes over and I've got a great moment where I've got lots of cuts of basically Alex still trying this thing over and over. And then I just press solid record. So I have the whole moment where Josh just sits in the car, looks at it and goes, why is this? And then basically just turns around and just slaps it and then it goes in. And then Alex is like, fuck! just walks off.
I have a question. This is a non-sunroof vehicle, right?
It is.
Try doing one with a
sunroof. We'll get to that at some point. Yeah,
miserable.
I think if you're going to do a headlining yourself, buy an estate car and then do it on one of them with no sunroof, because I think it's the easiest car to probably do it on.
Yeah. Anyway, the S4 headlining looks fantastic. It is black. It's very dark. It's darker than original, but it looks great. In sunlight, it looks fantastic. We're really, really happy with the finished result. And if you didn't know any better, you'd think it had never been changed.
No.
So yeah, super happy with that. Today, our friends from Wurth Tools, a German company, WURTH, dropped by a little chest full of tools. And we've got angle grinder. We've got drill.
I'm going to fire it up.
Don't grind me, Gareth.
Oh my God, Gareth is about to kill. Oh my God, no, Gareth, no.
He's got no disc on it, Rory.
Yeah, that's true.
Rory's doing dramatic. Ow. He's doing dramatic effect.
But we're going to start using Wurth Tools. They've got loads of lubricants and brake cleaner and all that stuff. So massive shout out to Wurth Tools for dropping those bits off. If you want to get Wurth Tools for yourself, then use code AUTOALEX for 10% off or any tool.
Someone messaged me the other day that we need to create like a little spreadsheet or some document with all the 10% with all the discount codes that we can we're now starting to become like
discount code kings.
Yeah, like what's that Honey, that browser extension that tells you like all the discount codes. We're just gonna have to become one of them.
Love Honey.
We need to create an AUTOALEX browser extension.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to have
we're
an extension.
We're not gonna do
that. Yeah. Replace that, draw on it. Yeah. Just got clothes on it. Easy. Oh, yeah.
That's true. But tools are very cool. And what else is going on in my life? Not a lot. It's just been really, really busy. We've been filming every single day. Podcasts are still really popular. So I'm super happy. And just having a good time. Having a good time. Looking forward to the weekend. Rory, any more to add for what you've been up to? You've got dinner tonight, don't you?
I've got dinner that I need to try and somehow we need to get out of it now. Finish an Audi art. No, I can't get out.
You went to the, you made the dinner last week.
We've got 3 hours to try and fit Audi R8 coilovers. Let's see how this goes.
So this Audi R8 that we've got on the ramp is actually Chris's car. And the Magride has gone on it. So we bought some BC Racing coilovers and we're going to slam them in. And then we need to find out if there's anything wrong with your diff or if we just need to change the oil.
Or I hope pop it's some oil. Sawdust in it.
And then you're going to be selling that car, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to.
You need to.
Yeah. When literally everyone you talk to tells you to do it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And when it's not even their car.
You love doing the opposite to what
I
people
love
tell
being
you.
Contrary.
Yeah. All right, Chris, you should definitely keep that car and definitely not sell it. Okay.
I'd like to do a road trip in it before I sell it.
No, it'll break. Yeah.
It's already running a bit rough.
Yeah. Anyway, that's an intro into what we've been up to, and also an intro to Chris and a hello again to Gareth in the podcast. Shall we move it on to question of the week? And this has been submitted by John Cohen. Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, it is. You get a phone call to be a getaway driver for a bank robbery. Mm-hmm. What car are you using and why? Let's start with you, Gareth.
No. Let's start with me.
Okay, so let's start with
what Jaguar Land Rover product are we using, Gareth?
My mind automatically went to an I-Pace. What
that would be the shortest police chase in history. You'd run out of charge.
Yeah, no,
that's the main. But if it's through like little wee roads, the acceleration on electric cars is unbeatable.
Do you know where you'd have them as well? Rufford's Ford. You'd be able to go straight through those big deep puddles of water.
Hasn't that all been like concreted up now?
It has, but
yeah, but it's very heavy, that I-Pace, and very powerful.
Getaway vehicle, I would choose what every good person in London who likes robbing stuff, a motorbike or a scooter.
Yeah, but you've got to get all your bank robbing mates on it.
Yeah, you've got to take a safe.
Say you've got to be four up and you've got to load the boot full of cash and gold because banks have gold now.
Are you going to do that Fast and Furious scene where they're dragging the safe behind them but you'll have a moped with a safe being dragged behind you?
To be honest, I gave up watching Fast and the Furioso on episode 21. It does seem like a season. It's so freaking long. Yeah. The first one. I was done.
After that?
What?
Yeah. I didn't watch anymore.
You absolute heathen.
Why do you need so many gear changes?
Why do you need so many gear changes? It's a straight bit of road.
It's just the ratios of the diff.
Because danger to manifold, guys.
Danger to manifold. I don't even know what that means, Rory. That sounds controversial.
So what's your pick? What are you going to go for?
It depends.
For?
I mean, robber bank. What sort of use case are we talking about? Where are we? Are we in a city? Where?
Yes.
We're in a city.
Okay, yeah, fine.
What sort of city? Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Where do you want to be?
I want to be in like a central city.
Okay, there you go. You're in central city.
Central city.
Yeah.
What, London?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, you've got to pay Chris.
Yeah, you don't want to have to stop and then just get on your phone mid-bank robbery. I've got to pay £12.50. Yeah.
So you're telling me it has to be... Oh, do I have to... I've got to pay congestion charge as well.
Oh, you will. That's going to slow you down as well. Yeah.
So a bicycle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, four of you lads on a Boris bike with rucksacks. Right, come on, Gareth, what car are you using? Forget about you, Les. Forget all about all that shit because it's all a scam anyway.
It's something that can go up a curb, so it's got to be a 4x4 of sorts.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck a Range Rover. I'm just going to go with a Range Rover.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
Safe can fit in the back.
Yeah.
I can fit my stealing mates in it as well.
Yeah.
And smash over curbs. Job done. Right.
That's nice.
Me.
And then what happens
that's
when you
me.
Break down?
Well, then I'll just take the underground robbery.
Okay.
Because I'm in London. Smart ass.
Chris, what's your robbery bank getaway car?
The reason why Gareth said I-Pace is because I asked him earlier how much it weighs. Because I'm going to go I-Pace.
Oh.
You're going I-Pace.
Oh,
yeah.
That's controversial. Why? Pray tell.
Because.
So 2.2 tons of electric vehicle.
Very heavy. So if anyone gets in my way, they'll be out of my way very quickly. Because I'll just smash them. And also it's very fast and comfortable. So my bank robbery mates, they might be very cultured robbers.
Do you not think that you'd be better off going, if you want to go electric, like with a Porsche Taycan or a Tesla? Like
that can't get over curbs. Trust me, the I-Pace gets over curbs.
How about a Tesla Model X?
What is that?
That's the 4x4 Tesla. Or you got the Tesla Cybertruck, which is the brand new one.
What about a BYD?
I mean, you're not going to fly under the radar in that, are you?
Well, you're not going to fly under the radar in
I-Pace. I don't think the Tesla truck's been... It's not even in production yet, Rory.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not in production yet, especially not in the UK.
It's
we don't have it in the UK.
No, first deliveries are actually meant to be at the end of this month.
Oh, speaking of that, what about a Rivian?
Rivian would be a very good shout.
But it's a massive car. It's going to be very visible from the sky.
Yeah.
You want something that's going to fly under
the radar. But are they going to get helicopters on you?
Depends how quick your car is. And depends how big your fuel tank is. Like you need to get over the border into Wales because then you can do whatever you like.
Okay, so electric cars are out. Because, that I-Pace ain't going to get you to Wales.
Yeah, but I'll just go around a couple of corners and no one will suspect it's me. It's fine.
I'm telling you, I've got the only choice that you possibly could
make. Oh, it's a Jaguar
XJ, don't you dare.
No, no.
Rory, you didn't hear my backup plan.
Oh, sorry.
What's your backup plan? Okay.
So if you get caught, you go down with the ship, you just crash into something and burn up for like 3 days.
Oh, no evidence.
My bones would be gone.
Okay, yeah. You would just turn into dust.
Yeah. So in order to get a well-designed electric car in, you're going to be splattered all over the dashboard. You're going to have to hit something at an incredible speed. I'm okay with that because I have first dibs on your R8, by the way.
Oh, that's true.
And you've got the house, don't you?
I got the house, yeah.
Go for it, Chris.
Okay. Sorry, Rory. I talked over you.
What's the car? What's my car?
And it's the car that was chosen by the baddies in all the latest 007 film.
It is
a Land Rover Defender V8.
Oh, so boring.
But it's the correct choice, though. It's got power to get away from things. It also can mount a curb. It can pull a safe out of the shop.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
So, 2 years ago, you were giving me JIP for JLR products.
Chris
has just chosen an I-Pace, and you have just chosen
you're a piece of shit,
a JLR product as well.
I've never given you JIP for JLR products. I like JLR products, hence why I've owned a crap ton of them.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking about JLR products. I was done with HR from the beginning. I don't want to be called in again.
I just don't think electric cars are the right choice.
What's?
But a Defender.
But?
You cannot. Go on, tell me another choice that the Defender is not the...
Ineos Grenadier.
There's a lot of them now in
Ineos,
the UK.
Ineos Grenadier.
No, because there's not a lot of them. Idiot. Easy to spot out.
Yeah, but they look like Defenders.
No, but there's a lot of them.
And they're going to be more reliable because they've got BMW diesel engines.
No.
Yes, they do.
New Defenders have actually an extremely high reliability.
Oh, new Defender?
Yeah, no.
I thought you meant an old one.
No, the new shape one.
All right.
No, a V8, one of them.
Oh, okay.
Because
you haven't set proper parameters. This is why it's going all over the place.
It's actually John or Jason Cohen who didn't set proper parameters.
It was just any
in
car.
In future, we need proper parameters, please, John Cohen.
You need to build a proper use case. This is no good.
What are you picking, Alex?
I've been struggling with this. I've been deliberating quite a lot as well. I maintain that one of the fastest cars that I've ever had, and I don't mean like fast as in top speed. I mean, getting from A to B, slipping in and out of stuff.
Must be an up.
It's not an up shit. It is so shit. And it's a good car, but it's shit. is a working, and I'm going to say a working, Skoda Fabia VRS. Fantastic little car when it works. Mine is just shit. And that's going to get, it's going to have a really bad.
No, yours was really good.
It was really good, but then it stopped
and now it's shit.
Now it's really shit.
I had it, didn't I, for a little bit?
Yeah.
When, Percy got crashed into, true, and then I had true. The BMW that blew up.
And it was really good then, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh. It was a great car, and then just stuff started
going
wrong.
Something happened.
Yes. a black Mark 1 Fabia VRS. Really quick, really punchy, very, very frugal, will fly under the radar because people look at it and they just instantly forget about it because it's quite a boring design.
Just don't go past a stage one, guys. That's all I can reckon.
Oh, I've just thought of something with that, Alex.
What?
You've got built-in smoke dispenser as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because if anyone come out, just roll coal.
Yeah, could have pops and bangs mode and stuff like that.
Oh, all that.
So very wildly different cars. I'm going to go for the shittest and probably the most unreliable of the lot.
But yep.
Very, very quick car when it works.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move it on to... shall we move it on to the first topic, Rory?
Yes. So
it's a topic that's quite close to your heart, is it?
Oh, God. I'm just reading what that topic is. Can we not do that
sandwiches,
one?
What is the first topic of this podcast, please, Rory?
The first topic is how Alex lost £90,000 on cars. Alex,
I don't think that's how I lost 90,000 and you read it out. So, Rory, Have you lost 90,000 pounds on cars?
How?
90,000.
That's like a person's deposit for a house.
I could not
house,
believe that.
A decent
early,
house.
I couldn't believe it.
90 grand.
It's a lot of bad life choices.
How? So, how does a human being at the age of 30 lose 90 grand on cars?
And he's only 30.
Do you know what? A lot of it is to do mm-hmm. with a very short attention span. A inability to wait.
And a dad fallback plan.
Yes, you and have. You have the best dad fallback plan.
Yeah.
Name dropping.
If I had dad fallback plan, I would be so bankrupt.
So yeah, I guess it all would start after my... So I had my first car, which is a Ford Fiesta.
Good you know, start. Good start. Can't go wrong after that.
Good start.
So did you lose 90 grand on that?
No.
Okay, so you had the Fiesta. Good start. Yeah.
The Fiesta was probably worth about 6 grand at a time.
Yeah, okay.
And then... I'm not quite sure how I landed on the next car, because I think I was looking. I've always been an old man at heart, and I was looking at a
fat, of your fat, old heart.
Fat man.
Yeah,
I heard fat
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. And I was looking at a. I think I was looking at a Mazda 6 at
what?
The time. Yeah, yeah.
You know, sorry, Mazda 6 MPS. Okay, I get it. Yeah, it's,
No. Just the Mazda 6 Sport.
Is it the 2.2 diesel? Because they are rapid.
No, it was. Oh, I think it was a 2.5. Was it?
Do you remember that piece of crap?
It might have been 2.5.
That Mazda.
Don't remember that.
So 2.5 petrol.
Yep.
Okay.
But I couldn't afford the generation that I wanted.
Yeah.
So then I was looking at like other sort of similar cars of that size. And then somehow it was a Matt Watson car. What was before he was on Carwell?
Carbuyer?
Yeah, it was a Carbuyer.
Yeah.
Of a Vauxhall Insignia.
Get
out the door.
A Vauxhall Insignia?
Yeah. And then for some reason.
VXR?
Standard Ritmobile.
It was 1.8 petrol, so it was the worst one of them all because it wasn't economical and it wasn't even powerful. It was an SRI.
Oh.
Yeah. It was white.
Oh my God. So it looks like a shit slow cop car.
Yeah. And because I was 18 at the time and I didn't have enough money to buy
an Insignia at 18.
Yeah.
Just picture
it. And
that.
It was only a year old.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You bought it at a year old.
Yeah. It was
with
a year
what
old.
Sort of money? How? Explain
well,
me.
Well, this was new to me at the time and I still don't know
is
really
like
how I got this.
Deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at 18, without a job, I was a student. I walked into a dealership, which may I add, I wasn't planning on buying the car that day, but the dealership wouldn't even let me test drive it because they wouldn't take me seriously because I was an 18-year-old. And I was like, that's it. I'm buying it.
Just to show them.
Yeah, show them I bought the
you
car.
You just pressured yourself into buying a car just to show up the guy selling the car.
Yeah, and then he also then did me over because he only gave me 3 grand for my Ford Fiesta.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the first £3,000 accounted for. Fantastic.
We're not going to be able to go for all of my losses because there is a lot. But I got the Vauxhall Insignia on finance from Santander on an extremely high rate I think the car was 12 grand and then I would have over the full term owed them 16 grand or something like that. So that's... which I did have to pay out. So I think I lost another 3 grand.
And that
when
was
I paid
what,
that
like
out.
10 years ago or so?
Yeah. And then I also, when I then part X that car because I couldn't get out the finance deal because I didn't have enough money to pay for the finance, I bought a Mazda RX-8 for 5 grand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You'd already lost £6,000 and then you thought you'd lose another £5,000 by buying an RX-8.
Well, no. I thought the RX-8 was great. I looked into RX-8s and this was when I first started sort of getting a bit into cars. And I was like, they're unreliable, but they're not that bad. And I got a low mileage one that was only 35,000 miles when I got it.
Second engine rebuild.
Second or third.
And then what I found out, obviously, after about 70,000 miles, that's when engine rebuild starts happening. Anyway, I did 35,000 miles in that car without a single issue. It is my most reliable car I've ever owned.
That tells you a lot about Rory's car history.
I want to know about the big hitters. Okay. I want to know what's
This is leading up to.
He's building up.
I'm too impatient.
This is
impatient.
Foreplay, Gareth.
So I then sold that.
He's
and
just
because
fluffing me here, isn't he?
Because I sold it, it was quite a high mileage RX-8. Yeah. I only got £1,500.
£4,500 loss.
No, £3,500. Get your maths right.
Is it?
Yeah.
£3,500.
Yeah.
I thought you'd pay £6,000.
No.
Okay. So we're at nearly 10 grand.
Yeah.
9,600.
And bear in mind, this is what we are three cars. This is my third car I've ever owned. I've owned 30.
Okay.
So out of three cars.
Cars. Yeah.
Wow.
Out of three cars, you've lost 10 grand.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then now we're just going to go. So bear in mind, keep on that. So if we, everyone just imagines that we keep on that path for another 10 cars.
Yeah.
And then I build myself up to then buying a Jaguar XJ of the same generation that I have now.
How old were you?
I was 22.
What makes a 22-year-old want an XJ?
Yes.
did daddy have one?
Yeah. Dad did have one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Daddy issues.
I think it was that moment where I was like, look, got the same bloody car. Because he did have an XJR, admittedly.
Oh, okay.
And it was a lot newer than the one that I had. But at the same time, we did have two Jaguar XJs. And I was like, you're not doing that well for yourself if I can have one at the age of 22.
How did you even afford it?
It's a finance again.
Oh no.
I learned from the finance mistake, actually.
Okay, yeah.
And I then made another mistake, which was personal loans.
You've been through them all.
I got a personal loan because then I was like, I'll be able to sell the car then because it won't have finance attached to it. But then the thing is, you then sort of forget that when you then sell that car, that you have that loan still there.
Yeah.
And that loan's meant to be attached to that car. So rather than paying the loan off with the money I got from the car, I kind of then just bought another car and spent even more money on it.
I don't think I would have forgotten that, to be honest.
You
Rory.
Pass on the debt to each car as it accumulates.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah, well, no, it's a thing that I did in my own.
You're a genius.
So yeah, Jaguar was the first big hitter.
Nice. So how much did you buy that for? And how
I
much
bought
did you
that
sell
for
it for?
15 and a half.
Bloody hell.
At how old?
22.
You're a maniac. Yeah.
Okay. That's insane. What?
And you sold it
for? That's crazy.
And I sold it for 7.5.
Yeah. Oh. Jesus. Holy moly.
Which even at the time was very cheap. And also we're glazing over the issues that I had with that car while I had it.
Like what?
So we're already at 7.5 grand loss just on that Jag. I went through 4 alloys on it.
How?
They're driving?
No, they just kept cracking for some reason.
Were they run flats?
No, they were this Jaguar Casagua alloy.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did you just have a stroke?
Yeah. And they're apparently really known for cracking. So I bought one cracked. I bought another alloy to replace it. Another one cracked, bought another alloy to replace it. And then the third one went and I'm like, oh, forget this. So I bought a whole nother set of alloys used on eBay.
Variety.
And then technically, I'm going to say that 6 of them were cracked because on the 4 that I bought, another 2 were cracked.
Jesus Christ.
So I actually, there were 6 cracked of these alloys that I did have in my mom's garden at one point.
Wow.
Your poor mum.
Yeah. So that was cost. I think that was probably on wheels. And then, because obviously then sometimes it would wreck a tire, blah, blah, blah. I think I probably went through about 2.5 grand in wheels.
Wow. So there's a 9-10 grand loss on that car alone.
No, we're not. We're still going on that car. So then the inlet manifold went on it.
Oh.
And it happened to go right outside of a Jaguar dealership on the way to.
That's very fortunate.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
and
is
I was
it?
Like, I'll just drop it off here. They'll be able to look at it. Because I thought it'd be something quite small because it just came up with the engine light and I was getting a bit of reduced performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, 3 grand bill later.
Wow.
Oh my God. Which I then found out later on that if I just dropped off at a normal garage, it would have only been £700.
Chris, I'm going to stop you there. Chris, are you feeling a lot better about R8
purchase
after this? Yeah,
genuinely, like my history of debt versus car is like pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
not even halfway yet.
I know.
Yeah.
Like was there not a point where you thought, I guess we'll get to it, right? With this car that you just thought, how?
No, I think we're still carrying on, really.
He's got the banker dad, though, so that's the difference.
Yeah. You keep saying this. My dad has given me absolutely nothing towards my car.
Your dad has given you nothing?
Are you... Don't lie to us, Rory.
Is that truth? Is that the truth?
He gave me... No, well, technically...
Don't point at me.
Technically, I got left by my grandfather. I got left a good sum of money, which I then wasted on... But that's a whole other story. I then wasted away on a Land Rover Defender that I spent like 35 grand on.
Oh, shit. Is that included in the 90 grand? Because that should be, because that's also a waste of money.
That's not included, because I still own it.
You are joking.
No.
Oh. We'll get on to that.
Anyway, XJ, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I think in total, I think I lost about 15 grand on the XJ.
Oh, easy. Yeah. That's nothing. That's child's play, yeah.
And then after that, I was like, oh, what should I do you know, because
you're thinking downscale now.
You downscale. I need to get rid of this XJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think, the brakes were starting to go on it. And
Italian.
I was like going,
there's only one place to go, right?
Yeah. And I just didn't want to sell it. So I was like, part X. So that's where I part X'd it for 7.5.
Get a diesel Fiesta or Peugeot or something.
Now, this was the great moment. This is my Fiesta de resistance.
That's not Italian.
I may have been drunk at Goodwood Revival.
Oh.
And you know they've got those like stands like selling cars at the back of Goodwood Revival?
No, I don't, because I can't afford a new car.
Okay. It's not new.
Do
you mean the stands where you buy like the little paraphernalia and the little signs?
Yeah, you can buy all the signs, you can buy all that stuff.
And pictures. You got drunk, you bought a picture.
And then there's like four car dealerships usually in
here. Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Then bought a Maserati Quattroporte. Wow.
How does that even happen?
Which... best sounding engine I've ever heard.
I think it's I remember seeing this vehicle.
Yeah, it was lovely. It really, and it was such a good spec. It was like the Sport GTS. It was and it was black with like the red calipers, big wheels, the black interior.
Is this the time that you started working for Car Throttle?
I think you had that car when you worked for.
I did have that, because I had the Jag when I still worked at Car Throttle.
Because I remember Alex introducing you to me. As the guy with Quattroporte.
Yeah.
And I was like, how does someone so young afford this? It blew my mind, considering
incredible debt,
Alex and I were driving around in shit boxes constantly.
Still are.
Yeah.
Still are.
I've got to say, I would genuinely say up until the age of like 25, I would probably say 60% of my money went into cars.
Wow. So let's go back to the Maserati. So you get drunk, you're at Goodwood.
Yeah.
How much do you pay for the Maserati?
The Maserati was 16 grand.
Okay, so I thought
it's not horrendous.
Guess how many miles were on it?
32.
Oh,
so
shit.
It was a very low mileage Maserati.
So that's a bargain.
Yeah.
So you made money back on that. So we're taking that back out of the 90 grand, right?
How much did you lose, Rory? I can see that face from here.
So the Maserati has quite a few stories to it. So I got the Maserati, it got delivered. And then 2 weeks later, I then had to go away because I was working for Red Bull at the time. And I had to go away for... I think it was a month and a half to do like where they do the Asia rounds and stuff like that for the MotoGP. And
where did you park the car?
I parked it on the driveway at a nice, and my driveway at my mom's house was like a good steep thing. And Italian cars, especially of a luxury car sort of variety, love to be let their batteries drain and all of their electronics go haywire. So I came back, pressed the unlock on button on my car, wouldn't unlock. Obviously, battery's completely dead. And then I realized one really bad flaw with a Maserati Quattroporte, all their door handles are electronic.
Oh, shit.
So everything is electronic. The boot's electronic. All of it's...
So there's a bypass wiggly somewhere, right?
There is a bypass on the door handles. Once I did the bypass things, anyway, I got the car jump-started. None of the handles would work. So I had
That's
to
good.
I had to pull
that
the manual release every single time, and none of the door handles would work.
Oh, shit.
And there was a few little, the electrics were going a bit haywire. I took it to like three garages. I took it to an Italian specialist garage and no one would like, the Italian specialist looked at it and went, I don't really know what's going on here.
No, Babbity, no Babbity.
So where would you take a Maserati that's having a lot
Scrapyard.
Lamborghini or Ferrari?
You take it to a Ferrari dealership.
Wicked.
Yeah.
And I bet you they saw you coming.
What was that like?
It was very weird because I think, why would I was like 26 at the time going into a Ferrari dealership.
Huh? Did you get a free espresso though?
They offer you everything when you walk in there. It is amazing.
It's because you're going to be there a while. Yeah, they want to keep you hydrated.
There is usually some very nice looking person comes over to you and then she's like going, oh yes, would you like a seat
What's his
in
name?
Here? Dave. Anyway, I booked it in and while it was there, somehow the window... they said was smashed. My passenger front side window was smashed. And they said it was already smashed when I delivered it. I think I would have noticed if my front passenger window was smashed.
Did you bring a car in there with a smashed window, Rory?
I didn't.
And then you tried to blame it off. Ferrari.
They smashed it while they were there and basically wouldn't admit that they had done it.
Wow.
Because I looked at how much a new, all the new window and everything would cost. And it was a lot of money.
Oh my God.
So this is how I know that they must have known that they did wrong, because they allowed me to buy a used one on eBay and they fitted it for free.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It was their fault.
A Ferrari dealership would not allow you to fit a used part. So
didn't you bring like the big guns in there and go, well, blatantly, why would I bring this in?
I just couldn't be bothered, Gareth, to be honest. I wanted rid of this car at this point. So anyway, we're not even... The actual electronic fault with all the door handles and anything like that turned out that somehow a module had got fried or whatever.
Jesus.
And to get that all done, that was... and the window, everything like that, that was 3,400 or something like that. Which, oh yeah, how much do you think Ferrari charges an hour?
An hour?
Yeah, for a mechanic.
100 quid?
Gareth?
About £250.
240. Well done. Oh, you're getting good at these guests.
£240 an hour?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good, that, isn't it?
We don't even pay Josh that for a day. Josh, you are underselling yourself.
You are.
Josh was
you
asleep.
Need to go work for Ferrari, Josh.
Yeah, you really should. Do they fly them over from Italy?
Oh, and then should I tell the insurance story or should I leave that for another? Because that was a big loss on that car as well.
Oh, well, you know, you can tell that quickly. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So quick story. Maserati, I was I think it was already listed at the time. And I think I took it for one last drive. On my one last drive, I drove up on a...
Sorry, where were you?
Birmingham.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Did someone brake check you by chance?
I was on a roundabout. I was in the right lane. Someone was in the left lane. It was like a dual entry roundabout. Left lane person decided that they wanted to go right last minute while I was exiting off going straight ahead. On which both lanes went straight ahead.
God.
Crashed into the side of the front wing on my Maserati.
Oh my God.
But it's okay because you've got insurance.
Oh yeah, we got insurance, yeah. So the guy basically got out of the car and he was like he started going, look mate, even if it was my fault, I wouldn't admit it's my fault.
I love the confidence. I love it.
And then I took pictures of where the cars were, which clearly showed his car across my line in the thing and everything like that. And the insurance basically said, oh, it would go down as a 50-50 claim because he's denying responsibility.
But was he insured?
So he was insured.
Wow.
And I found out that he was insured because my insurance company got a claim through for five people having whiplash in his car.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
There was only one of them in the car. What? Him driving. Yeah. So apparently four of these imaginary people were also in the car and also claimed whiplash.
Maybe they're very, very closely related. You know, sometimes you can feel pain from a family member. Maybe.
They were just sitting on the sofa and something.
Didn't you say to your insurance company, I think that's insurance fraud. There was only one of him.
Yes. Yeah, so I told them all of this.
And they were like...
You know what? Actually, I never really went down any further than that. So at this point, I went, look, I'm going to sort my own stuff out.
Oh, shit.
Because I'll get that sorted. Yeah, then, look, they're doing insurance fraud. If you want to push that off, blah, blah, blah. I never heard from the insurance company again after that. So I'm going to assume that they cancelled their claim or something happened. Because I think basically the person in the other car assumed I've crashed into a Maserati. They're definitely going to be claiming on my insurance. Yeah, yeah. And I just said I'm cancelling it. I don't think the claim ever went through, basically.
Oh, so did you have to pay for that wing then?
I had to pay for the wing and the bumper.
Oh, how much?
So that was reasonable because I got used parts and stuff like that. It was only £1,200.
I like how you say only.
And you were insured.
Yeah, and I was insured. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you look at your insurance premiums. For me, putting down an accident and all that stuff on the insurance, it would have been a lot of money.
So do you regret that car? Because it's cool.
Not when you're 26, though. It's not the time, is it?
It was a cool car, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, I regret it. Yeah.
Okay. So how much did you actually lose on that?
Oh, what's that? So, and then I sold the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I sold the car for 11.
Oh, you got 11?
Oh, 11.
Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
That's not okay. From 15, right? You said you paid
16.
Yeah. So we're kind of not even touching, you know, the big money hitters here. How does that 90 grand come into it? Because we're at probably 20 now, aren't we?
No, from just the ones I've mentioned, I think we're about 30.
Okay, 30. So we still got 60. What really went wrong?
No, so those were the big hitters, but you got to remember. So those first two cars at the start.
Yeah.
That has carried on. I've had the worst luck with cars. I bought a Disco 3 for £6,000. 2 months later, the turbo went on it.
Yeah, okay.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Apparently, I spent quite a while and a few, this is when I was doing a few things.
Every
car
time
throttle.
You shell out money, I just laugh because it's just really funny now.
And then, found out Disco 3, the only way to get to the turbo is to take the body off. Take the body off is about a £3,000 job. So at that point, I decided to sell it. I got $2,500 back for it.
Jesus.
They have to take the entire body off the chassis?
Yeah.
That's what they told Rory anyway.
No, I think Gareth can testify to the fact that is actually what you're doing.
Adam said.
Why don't we ask your HR?
Okay.
Okay, carry on.
Mazda 6, when I first met Taylor, which...
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the timing chain started rattling on it. Then basically I looked into how much that would cost to fix. I bought that car for, again, about $6,000. And then found out that apparently to do all the timing chain and do all that stuff would be about another $3,000. Taylor then got it auctioned off for me for $3,000, with obviously the faults known and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was another £3,000 loss just there.
Wow.
And you've got to remember, this is what we've now mentioned 7 cars. I've had 30.
Yeah. So incrementally, you've wasted or lost.
I've had
90.
I've had terrible luck with cars.
You
like,
have.
Terrible luck.
You need to be better.
You just need to take the bus, Rory. I think if we're going to look at root cause, personal transport is not your forte. Mm. You need a bus.
I would say my luck is starting to change there, because I was in the last, well, pretty much ever since I met Taylor.
So that makes it not really luck, yeah?
Well, you make your own luck.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had luck meeting Taylor. So ever since I've met Taylor, Taylor's basically, he's helped me buy a lot of these cars for dirt cheap money, which again, I have had terrible luck with them because they do break all the time.
But you haven't lost that much money.
But I haven't lost that much money because we got them so cheap in the first place. So yeah, that all in all is how I lost £90,000
in car price. £90,000 loss here, ladies and gents. Well done, Rory. Plus someone had to take it for the team, and it's always going to be you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh shit, 944 guy. I'm selling my 944.
Okay.
Can we pause? Break? I need a wee.
Yeah, let's pause. We'll be back after selling a 944.
Okay, so we're back. Alex didn't sell his 944.
Well, give it a chance. he had a quick look around.
He didn't come with a briefcase full of cash. He's not buying
this. This is true.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, Tom's a great guy. So he's going to drive back in his Tesla, have a think, and then he's going to let me know. But his dad used to have one. And it was also God's Red. So for him, it's a nostalgia thing, just like me when I bought it, because Mum had one. Okay. So yeah.
We'll wait and see then.
We'll wait and see.
We'll keep you updated.
I'll update you in the next podcast if Tom buys it or if he doesn't do a buy. We're up to doing the 20 questions thing now.
Yes.
Ellie's phoning you. Look, you've missed a call.
I know, she was phoning me.
Chris, you have thought of... What did you say? She's always phoning me.
No, I said she is phoning me.
Okay. Yeah, she's always phoning me. Chris, you've thought of a car.
I have.
Haven't you?
Yes.
So question one, what is it?
No.
Okay, right.
I almost answered.
We're going to play 20 questions and try and guess what the car is. Gareth, this is a very simple game. Are you paying attention?
I am.
Chris has a car in his head. We've got to ask him questions and he can only answer yes or no.
Okay. I think I've got it. This is similar to the game we played on Car Throttle.
It's the exact same game.
Oh, is it? Excellent. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I nicked it.
I remember that game.
I'm glad Gareth didn't pick, because it would be a motorbike that he wants to buy and we'd all know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're very predictable.
It'd be
how dare you?
RSV4. Is it RSV4, Gareth?
That's what I've been thinking about this whole time.
Okay, right. So question number one, Rory, we'll start with you, then me, then Gareth.
Chris.
Yes.
Is it European?
Yes.
Chris.
Good start.
Is it Italian?
Yes. Oh, no, I got nailed.
Chris, how many cylinders does it have?
He's already messed it up.
Is it a 6-cylinder?
No.
Oh.
Is it a Maserati?
No.
Is it an Alfa 4C?
No. Oh. I'm really worried about how many cylinders it has. But
Do you want to consult Google?
No.
Have a quick look, just so you're not telling us
full
keys.
Force hatred.
No, it's okay. So it's not 6 cylinders.
It's not a Maserati.
It's not a Maserati. It's going to be an Alfa, I'm thinking.
No.
Is it a Lamborghini?
No.
Is it a Ferrari?
Nope.
Oh,
is it a Fiat?
Si.
Oh, are you keeping count?
No.
Okay.
That wasn't a question.
Okay, I think we're up to question. Question 10. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Because we're at Fiat, number 10. Come on, Rory.
Is it post 2000?
No.
Is it... I'm going to say it. A Fiat Coupe 20-valve turbo.
No.
Oh.
That would have been a good one, though.
Is it a Fiat 147?
What the hell is that?
What is it?
What's the one you used to have at uni?
No, that's an alpha. Oh, an yeah. alpha 147.
Cancel me.
Look, oh, okay.
Right, let's cancel Gareth.
Because I pay attention to Chris's life, I know what this car is.
It's a Fiat.
And it's a Fiat that he did a photo shoot with. And oh. I'm trying to remember the name of that Fiat.
Oh, shit. I can't even remember that.
Was it a 500? Like a classic 500?
No.
Oh. Hold on. Was it on Instagram?
It was on Instagram.
No, my phone's over the other side of the room.
Oh, shit. Is it? It's you
know
be
the,
that.
Yeah, you know the one?
I think I saw it.
That is all the photo shoot with me. Yeah.
What's the, oh, it's a little hatchback, little tiny thing.
It was really cute.
Is it the?
We've guessed it. We just don't know the name, but we know what it is.
That's not how the game works. You have to guess the bloody car.
This is why we have the internet for people like me who can't remember car names.
I will let you ask me if it is that car. Because I'm feeling generous.
Is it that car?
No.
Double bluff, okay. I'm scheming, little rat.
Well, that's good because we didn't even know the name of that. So it's not that car. It's not a Fiat Coupe.
All right. No. I think we're up to 40.
Is it?
I saw one the other day.
Is it a two-seater sports car?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know Fiat's.
Stop. He's cheating.
What do you got? What do you got for me?
How many questions have we got?
Josh is giving us signals in the corner.
Give me some signals. X154. He's just holding fingers. I don't know what
that is.
No.
What is that?
Right. Five, so guess the car. Seven, guess eight, the car. Nine, right.
We're on 16.
Nine. Is it a two?
Is okay. it an Alfa Romeo Spy?
It's a Fiat, you
sorry,
muppet.
Sorry.
I'm the only one who's not
is
paying
it
attention.
Fiat.
Right. Shut up, everyone. Is it a Fiat Barchetta?
Yes.
Yeah. No! Sorry, Barchetta,
little boat.
Oh, is it a Barchetta?
I think that was 16 questions. That was good.
Fiat Barchetta four-cylinder.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Note to self: Gareth is banned from any 20 questions because he just doesn't understand the game.
No, I just lose track.
But it's a yes.
I'm
or no.
one of those people who know. Just describes a thing and then I'll go on the internet and I'll be like, oh, it's named that. Without the internet, I am no man.
Are you AI, Gareth? You're a robot.
No, he doesn't have the attention span to be AI. Or the patience.
AI ADHD.
Right, let's move this on now to the second topic of the podcast, and that is motoring pet peeves. And this has been... submitted by Ryan John Ball. So motoring pet peeves, Ryan John Ball reads, what really drives you up the wall about things other people do? So Ryan wants to know what pisses us off. Oh, Rory's got his hand up.
He's an angry man.
We've
Rory.
Answered this a few times over the years, haven't
I've
we?
I've got new ones though.
Me too.
Mine is people who can't keep their speed on a motorway. Like you'll go,
infuriating,
you'll be doing like 75, I'm sorry, I mean 70, and then...
No, 75 indicated.
75 indicated, yep, yep. And then you'll go to overtake them, and then they're doing 65, and then somehow they then speed up all the way to 80. And obviously I don't want to go and break the speed limit.
Unless you're on the M40. Because there are no speed limits on the M40.
That is not a fact.
I went on a course recently, Alex, and Yorkshire Constabulary would... disagree.
About the M40, they have no authority,
they have
on
no
the M40.
jurisdiction.
Do you know what shows this off most though? Cruise control. When you're on cruise control and you can just see everyone just accelerating and stopping and accelerating. It's, you know, because Freddie Tavares came over and he literally walked in and he was like, going, what is with all you people? Can't keep a speed on it. Because obviously in America.
They all use cruise control in America.
So they all obviously they can't drive, but they all do keep a constant speed.
And the thing with the cruise control thing as well is, you know, like when you're overtaking someone and then they speed up and then you do the world's slowest overtake and you're like, I don't care, I'm going to be side by side with you for 5 minutes for all I care. I've kept at my speed. You know that you've increased your speed. You look like the dickhead, even though everyone behind you thinks you look like the dickhead. But for the principle that you need to keep for yourself, you just stay there and just block everyone.
The best moment is then when a car pulls out from the left lane and then pulls into their lane and then they then have to slow all the way down. That is a little victory in my mind.
Have you noticed, maybe not a recent thing, but the people who can't keep a constant speed, they're generally on their phone. I've noticed that a lot on the M40, massively.
I wouldn't notice. I'm on my phone.
I'm going to go for one because it happened to me the other day. This isn't actually about driving.
Yeah.
It's about people walking.
Oh.
And specifically, zebra crossings. Picture the scene. You're driving along, doing your 20, doing your 30 in a 20, as you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can. And there's a zebra crossing. A person is about to approach the zebra crossing. Okay, I'm going to slow down my 1.7-ton barge, waste fuel for you, let the person across. They're going to look at me, thank me, speed along, and then we can all be on our merry way. Except when they don't. They don't even maintain eye contact. They don't look at you. They don't thank you. And they don't speed up. It infuriates me. I've had to slow my day down because of you. And you can't even be bothered to walk a little bit more quickly because you know that you're holding me up.
Why do they have to thank you for you following the road laws?
So yeah,
I'm with Rory on this one.
Every time I cross a zebra crossing, I thank the person for slowing down.
That's because you're polite.
Yes. Why aren't people polite?
Why can people not be polite? I wouldn't say get angry at someone.
Angry. It happened yesterday. I swear they slowed down.
So many people want to run you over, though. You have to say thank you.
Are you the guy that, like, you'll be crossing and then, like, you've finished the zebra crossing and all you hear is just this angry man shout at the worker, "You're welcome!"
As they drive past. Were you there?
It was Rory.
Yeah. But no, like, usually we'll have a little exchange of thank you, you're welcome, and then crack on. But when they don't do that, I make sure that I... probably shouldn't say this, but I'll start driving probably a little bit more soon than I should. just to hurry them along a little bit.
So you're breaking
the law.
The law.
Yeah, I don't care. For that, I am.
If any police officers are listening,
there are a lot of police officers listening.
There are quite a few from last.
And do you know what?
Just arrest Alex on his next ride.
Take me down, officer. Let's go toe to toe. No, not go down, officer.
Oh, okay.
No, that's something very different.
Okay.
But yeah, I would go to jail for that. Not for running someone over, but for consistently hurrying people up.
Okay. Chris, what is your annoying thing that people do on the road?
You know, when you... we'll do picture this. You come to a junction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's after work and you just want to go home and you're turning left.
Yeah.
Onto a busy road.
Yeah.
And then someone turning right doesn't hang back a little bit. They just block your view. You know, they just come up right to the junction.
I know the one. Yep.
And they block your view. You can't see. So then you've got to wait for them to go.
You've got to wait for them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
You know what you do with that? You take over the whole junction.
What do? Just creep out.
So yeah, you know, it's got a wee run to the left.
Yeah.
And then there's all the junction part where you can go straight. If you're turning left and that person's going straight across, they block your view, right?
Yeah.
So just, if you come in right and then just swing your car to the left, you take over the whole junction and that way no one can get past.
So just pull out with abandon.
So he's also being illegal.
Yes. Oh. So what I'm gathering is there's a lot of selfish driving going on.
No, but
on
this way.
And walking, selfish walking.
Selfish walking,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, along with that blocking the view, the thing that annoys me the most is people block... Sorry, I'm really getting angry.
Yeah, you are.
The people who park right on the edge of junctions. So when you're like trying to look out... Yeah. Didn't you have this with the van that was parked on your road, Trish?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, well, that van eventually moved and...
It just moved.
It just moved.
Yeah. Cool story, bro.
And coincidentally, someone left some tools on the side.
Yeah. Then... What, you broke into a van and got some tools?
No. Play. Someone left some tools
That's
around.
A bit aggressive, Chris.
No, someone left some tools behind.
Was it that man?
Did he? I don't know.
To punish himself for parking there, he left his own tools out.
Yeah,
to
as
get
a thank
nipped.
You.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? And what, you handed them in to the local...
constabulary.
Yeah,
I tried, but it didn't work, so I... put them in my toolbox. I went and bought a toolbox.
Yeah,
and I put them in there
just to look. So now, because you're driving around in a van, you were like, I need to have a toolbox in this van with some tools in.
Because you're a tradesman now.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I've got to drill things.
You've got no drill. You've just got drill bits.
Yeah, I've got to drill things. You hold them.
Oh, Jesus!
I saw
Christ.
Some. What's the company?
Worth.
Their drill bits in there were very nice.
Are you rubbing mitts off?
Yeah.
Is it a drill for you, Chris?
They're Nardo Grey.
They are Nardo Grey. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, no.
What does that do to the...
It's nice.
Worth.
Gareth, any pet... you're going to be here all day.
Too many. Jesus. So pops,
Chris,
and bangs.
Drill
always.
Down.
Oh, pops and bangs. That's a good
one.
But
I'm not going to go into that because I moaned about that 2 years ago. It's still high at the top of the list. I think my one now is the people who... overtake you in the morning. Like everyone wants to get to work.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Everyone wants
to. Do they?
They want to come back from work in one piece. And then you get one wanker who just decides to like overtake you and another person. And then when push comes to shove and you're all stuck in traffic,
you're why like, are you pointing at me?
Directly behind it.
Why are you pointing at me?
Is this you, Alex? Do you do?
I've got places to be,
you
man.
You don't do that. Alex doesn't do that.
Alex,
I'm a very sensible driver.
Unfortunately, in his last few years, Alex has become quite impatient with driving. and now also is now like to become the sort of the law of his own where he'll be enforcing the law.
Yeah.
So, I do that on a motorway.
So I was on a trip with Alex once and there was someone on our phone to the left and I've never felt more embarrassment being in a car. Usually it's quite a safe space. Anyway, I was in there. Then we pull alongside this person who was weaving in and around the lane. And then Alex decides to pull alongside him and start shouting and going, get off your phone! Get off! And then he's like going, Rory, film him! Film him, Rory!
Yeah.
Film him!
Yeah.
Get off!
Yeah, film him! I want to name and shame him.
This went on for a minute of us alongside him.
I'm totally aligned with Alex. I want to name and shame him. Because I did this to this moron who lives across the road from my sister. He was coasting up to a junction on his phone. So I shouted at him, get off your fucking phone. He hurled a whole bunch of abuse at me, told me to go back to my own country. And I was like, well, hold on.
South Africa.
Why did this even turn into some racial thing? I'm telling you to get off your phone. Anyway, I reported him to the police for being just a massive racist.
Did they tell you to go back to your own country?
No, they took it really seriously. So I filled out this whole reporting. But it's just like, dude, you hurled a bunch of abuse. You're in the wrong. And it's like quite a slow paced neighborhood there, and there's kids that play in the road.
You know,
one of those sort of cul-de-sac type places.
Yeah.
And yeah, he fully wasn't paying attention. I reckon if I hadn't sworn at him, he would have coasted into the middle of that road, into the oncoming road.
So you saved his life.
I saved a child somewhere along
the
way.
Oh, that's good.
Did the police, when you reported it, did they give you like a little badge to say like, well done? And you're like one of the, what's it like where it's like the junior police officer badge?
This is Warwickshire.
Yeah. A snitch. Yeah.
You're a snitch. Badge.
Snitches get stitches.
This is Warwickshire Constabulary. I'd be lucky if they even turned up for a robbery, to be honest.
Bloody hell.
We found out a top tip about this, actually.
What's that?
So, Mark, can I? A man named Mark that we know.
A friend, yeah.
PC Mark.
He found out that if you install a gun safe in your house and buy a shotgun, even if you don't do like shooting or whatever,
yes,
and get all the license and everything like that, go through all the proper channels.
Yeah, sanity check you.
Yeah, where the police check you. They do everything and he's all by the rules. You then, when you phone up the police, you get first response and usually armed response because obviously they want to make sure that the guns don't get into the wrong hands.
Oh.
So then the police have to come out to you really quickly.
So what you're recommending, Rory, is that everyone goes out and buys guns.
Yeah.
Always carry a gun.
Look, it works well.
Always carry a gun.
It works really well in America. Yeah, it can work here too.
Okay, right.
So while those guys were stealing the cats, while the guys were stealing the catalytic converters off the MX5 that I was housing for Alex.
I love this story.
If I had a shotgun, they would have been there in a flash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They would have been there and fast if I pulled out the shotgun and shot them all.
No, you would have then been going to jail.
Oh, is that the way it works in this country?
No,
I need to go back to my own country.
You do.
Because it's fine
go
over
back
there.
To your own country, Gareth. Where would that be?
That would be South Africa.
Okay.
Where shooting people, I think, is... It's just
frowned upon,
isn't
it?
You don't even get on the front page.
But they're sorting
it
all out, though, now, aren't they? Like, it's crime's definitely on the down in South.
Yes, let's move on, Rory. Okay. Next question.
It's all getting better.
Right, so why don't you, at home or wherever you are, let us know what your pet peeves are, and maybe we can go into more detail on a future podcast. Because we're only scratching the surface here.
Mm. And also, if you have any other podcast topics or questions, if you'd like to email them in at podcast@autoalexcars.com. We will try and get through them on some of the next podcasts.
Fantastic. There's one more segment, a new segment that I wanted to do very quickly.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is it on the script?
Yeah, it is on the script. Where is it? It is.
Don't drill me, bro.
Okay, so the last bit. Put that away, you maniacs. Keep, sell, crush. So each of us has to pick from our cars/bikes. Keep one, sell one, crush one. I'm going to go first.
Wait, what?
Keep Phil.
Yeah.
Sell.
I
He's a hoarder. He can't do it.
Sell. Well,
you're selling. Look at the sweat car. This shouldn't be that hard.
Look at the sweat coming off him.
He's totally. We've literally had to pause this podcast for someone to come look at your car.
I know.
Look
at him sweating.
But I can't get rid of other shit cars.
Alex has turned into his mum.
No, that's Crush.
Just crush.
Crush the Fabia, which we are going to do. I'm going to sell them.
A Volvo.
Which one? I've got two Volvo. No, I like Big John. All right, sell the 944B because that's going to give me a stepping stone to the 993 that I want to buy. Rory, keep, sell, crush. If you don't say that XJ,
I'm
going to
keep
gonna be,
the XJ.
There you go. Good.
Oh, God.
Which one are you selling?
Oh no. Which one would you crush? Is that?
Oh, crush a Defender. That's shit.
No.
So you've got three more cars left. Oh, no, you've got four. Z4.
Yeah.
E46 330.
Yeah.
You've got the Defender.
And the X5.
And the X5. Which one of those are you selling or crushing?
I'd sell...
Sell the X5.
Sell the X5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And crush.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, no, you've put yourself in this situation now.
No, I should have crushed the X5.
No, too late. No. You know you've sold it. It's gone.
Oh, God.
Which one of those three are you now crushing? Defender, Z4, or E46 330? You've really messed up here.
It's got to be the Z4 then.
Oh! Well, I mean, it is already right off, isn't it?
You did try crushing it yourself with the roof of our building.
Okay, so Bruno...
Did they ever fix that?
Shut.
So Bruno's had it for 2 months and he's doing some crazy work on it. I think he's got it to nearly 300 horsepower.
Which is rude because you just said live on podcast that you would crush it.
No, but that's only because I haven't had it for a long time, to be fair. I gave that car to Bruno at the end of Shed Fest.
I
haven't seen it since then. But it was at 200, so it was not running right and it was at 235 horsepower. Bruno then fixed it, then it got to 255.
He hasn't rebuilt the engine. Yet.
This is going to turn
it blows
out
well.
But he's now put a new intake manifold on it. And
how much is he charging you for this?
I don't know.
Bruno, charge him double.
But you know he's, you yeah, know it's he's now nearly it. 300 horsepower on a N62? N62? Josh?
No.
N50, is it? No, it's not.
N50s.
No, it's two. N52. N52. Yeah, Josh.
Yeah,
you're
Josh.
You don't know everything about BMW.
Yeah, you're not a street man.
but yeah, it's like nearly 300 horsepower, which for one of those engines is crazy. Plus, it's on 220,000 miles. So
that's not going to last. That won't last.
Something tells me this is going to add to your mix of 90K.
Yeah.
It has already.
Yeah, Bruno knows. Bruno knows now. Yeah.
Right, so Chris, you're up next. You've got Van Diesel, Van Diesel, and Van Diesel.
I'll sell the R8.
Oh, you've got the R8.
Yeah. Financially, I forgot about that. Yeah. Me too.
Sell the R8.
Okay. I was in it for 8 months.
Keep. Well, you've got a motorbike as well. I'll keep
Vanny D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd crush
and you crush
little...
the motorbike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I haven't had it. I've been very busy.
You have been very busy.
Also, I'm very scared of motorbikes.
You should
I've been
be.
Going around locally.
Yeah.
Is it fun? It's fun. Where I live is the roads, you've seen them, are very tight and very hilly.
Mm.
So hill starts, very tight things from people impatient trying to get to work and run me over.
Yeah.
It's been really good training.
Well, at least you don't have any zebra crossings near you. So Gareth.
Yes.
What about you? Sell, keep, crush.
And including bikes, because that's most of the mix.
Mm. Well, actually, no, you've crushed two bikes already, haven't you?
I have.
Okay.
So that piece of shit Bandit that's been on my driveway for almost a year now.
So you're keeping that?
That's getting crushed. I will crush it myself.
And you're not going to restore it?
It's such a piece of
you
shit.
You should restore
that,
it.
That bike was a piece of crap when it left the showroom.
Can I have it as my first
bike?
Oh,
God, yeah. Yeah.
Would I die?
No,
you'll be fine.
$2,000?
You'll be all right.
$2,000, mates
rates. Yeah.
Wait. And now let's start this challenge again, because technically, that Bandit isn't yours.
No, but it is.
No.
Name,
so you have to crush one of your. You know, but you have to crush one of yours.
Yeah, you have to crush one of your own.
It's on my driveway.
It doesn't matter. You've got to crush one of your own.
No, it doesn't count.
No, because the Bandit is an easy option. You have to crush one of your own.
For fuck's sake.
I know, ironically, one of Gareth's bikes crushed something of Gareth's. Namely, your nuts.
Oh yeah.
So maybe you should get your revenge.
Was this on a podcast?
We have talked about this.
We've talked about my nuts.
We've talked about your nuts.
We talk about your nuts a lot.
Yeah, it's weird really at this point, isn't it?
You've got to crush one of your own.
Okay.
I'm going to cross one on my own, not my daughter.
No, you sell her.
Right, that... really, can I?
I don't think she's worth a lot. She cries too much.
Yeah, it's true. Right, that Honda's going in the bin. Okay, it's so a really part broken anyway.
Is that selling or crushing?
No, it's getting crushed.
Okay, oh, damn. Okay. I'm trying, hoping to trip him up there. Okay, so you've crushed that. What are you selling?
What are you selling then?
I need to sell the van because oh. It's apparently not safe because it doesn't have ISOFIX.
You've changed, man.
I know.
Oh, I've got. Really why are you driving around with your daughter in the van anyway? Why do you need that?
Because I only have the van and the fifth pace.
Yeah.
And when I take that to work, Aurelie has to have the van.
Well, just no, just strap a leash to, I don't know, to the chest and then just ride a motorbike. Wait.
So instead of you taking the thing that you can take to work.
The van.
The van.
How dare you, Rory? I'm not going
to
show up.
He makes his poor wife, who has to look after their baby all the time.
Driving a van. You earlier on said that van is in a really ropey state. And
look,
it's not
I have to drive onto you. Warwick University campus, because that's where our new
office
are.
You have to look good.
I have to look good.
You do, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't turn up in a, I can't say that, a disgusting van.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I leave that to Aurelie and the kid gets strapped in, whatever.
Okay. So you're selling that. Wow. What are you keeping?
What am I keeping?
Only one bike.
Only one bike.
Yeah. Everything got to go.
You literally changed.
I know,
the rules.
Yeah. I just want to see what's your favorite bike.
I was going to say, yeah.
The Ducati. I will keep the 1198S because I will never sell that bike.
Even though it destroys your nuts.
Yeah.
I'm living with that.
You're going to sell that one.
Well, to be fair, you might be trying to aim for that.
It's bad. I'm like we did talk about second child.
Oh, what? Because of the child thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just ride that around all the time and then you probably won't be able to have children.
Yeah. Keeping the. I love that bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
what,
awesome.
What is it you like about it?
I just like the way it makes me feel.
Your nuts feel.
My nuts feel.
The way it makes me feel. Then
it got me good.
No, it's
then
cool.
It's when his nuts are crushed.
It's cool. It's like it's the most visceral bike I own.
Visceral.
Visceral, exactly. Mm. Yes. It is. Yeah, I mean, you've ridden it. It makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Should that be my first bike?
Yes, it should. Oh, God, yes. 100%. Yeah. That's a good starter bike, that. Anyway, I think we've talked for quite a long time.
Far too long.
Thank you very much to Gareth and Chris for joining. Thank you very much for everyone listening and watching. Please email in podcast topics, subjects, questions of the week that we want to start doing from now on as well. And Instagram, Gareth R. Potter, Chris The Hill.
Chris_the_hill, I think.
Okay, yeah. Auto Alex and, I don't know.
Rory Dot Mackay.
No one cares, Rory.
I can never spell your surname.
Yeah. No one can spell my surname or pronounce it.
Where does your surname come from? Can you take Ellie's surname, please?
He is such a...
he would,
wouldn't he? Yeah.
Brilliant.
So okay. Submissive, he's going to take it.
It's quite a simple surname, her. Yeah. So yeah, I might do that.
Riggs. Rory Riggs. Hello, Rory Riggs.
Oh, God, no, actually, no, I can't do that.
help, my name's Rory fucking Riggs.
Now then.
Yeah. Do you know who I am? My name's Rory Riggs.
Fun, Rory.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, this is going to turn into something very different. We're going to end it there. Thank you very much. Have a great week. And we will see you, hear you, listen to you in your ear holes and eye holes next week again, all right?
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Thank you for all the amazing reviews and all of that. Have a great week. And for everyone struggling, I hope that your week gets better. Yeah?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and if you see Alex in a car and you're approaching a zebra crossing,
run!
Just remember to say
no mercy.
Thank you.
Yeah, say thank you and run out of my way.
And if he's towing a trailer, run as well.
Yeah, seriously, just get out of the way. Okay, thank you, everyone. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.